launching into the third hour of the program.
Was that a goose?
No, I didn't.
No, that was me.
I didn't have the Skype muted. A third hour is here now, and that means you can take control of the airwaves, as you always can, seven nights a week here on Free Talk Live. The toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. You can also Skype us at username lrn.fm. And in the studio tonight, it is Ian,
Nemi,
and Mark.
For those of you just tuning in, we were talking about Dunkin' Donuts and how apparently they stayed open at the request of the government. I remember we had reported that they were open when the Boston bombing situation was going on, the house-to-house searches, all of that nonsense. It had been mentioned that Dunkin' Donuts was open, but it just seemed like, oh, that's a fluke. But no, actually, they were specifically requested by law enforcement for their needs.
That's right.
So, Mark, there was something, I guess, that you wanted to explicate on that subject before we go on?
Yeah, I think it's the whole idea that the Boston Police Department asked, or was it Boston that was running this, or Waterville? Or?
This was from Boston PD.
That, you know, asked Duncan to stay open. It's kind of laughable, right? Like, cops and donuts.
It's perfect, yeah.
It's chuckle-worthy.
It's a punchline, yep.
But I really think that this is one of the better things that was done along the way. Nimi brought up an interesting point that if it was dangerous on the streets, then why would they have Dunkin' employees going to work? Maybe they went to work. Maybe they just stayed late. I don't know what the situation was.
I agree that with Nimi, there was no danger on the streets.
I agree, too. But the police officer called in last night, didn't claim that they were keeping them off the street for danger purposes. They were keeping them off the street so the cops could basically rush from one point to another. And...
It's control. They're keeping off the streets for control so they can go and raid more houses. Because if you're not on the streets, you're likely in your home, and therefore you'll be more likely to let the cops in.
Whatever the reason might be, that's what happened, is that the people were off the streets. So what I would say is try to think for a second. Now, police officers over this period of time need to eat. They're going to want coffee. I don't think anybody's going to want to deprive police officers of having coffee in this circumstance. So they have to deploy in some way or another food to these individuals. And the Dunkin' Donuts are close. They're up here in New England, specifically in the areas that I am. There's Dunkin' Donuts everywhere. I mean, it's the most common fast food restaurant in the area. And so therefore, asking one fast food, you don't have this whole menu thing. Look, you know what's at Dunkin'. You want Dunkin' or you don't want Dunkin', right? And so, you know, they know what's on the menu. They can get whatever they're going to get. And it's, you know, having this one store open, it's homogenous, it's convenient, it's close. And I think that this is a good choice. Either that or you're going to have to pay like $75 a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and $50 a cup of coffee to deploy this stuff to these people. You know what it costs for deployment costs of diesel fuel in Iraq. Just take an idea. I mean, they have no capacity to deploy this for themselves. So, yeah, turn it over to an expert.
You make a good argument, Mark, but I think that obviously Nemi's point still stands. If it was really dangerous out there, then this negates that claim.
Starbucks shuttered 64 stores, comparatively speaking. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if I can understand that certainly there were people who were stranded, the MBTA, the subway system in Boston was shut down. People could not move. So sure, it would be, I would love to have a cup of coffee, but realistically speaking, I wonder how great the threat was if people are being said, okay, you need to stay in your house behind the couch cowering under the cushions while you can go make me a sandwich.
Exactly. Let's go to Benjamin. He's on the line in California, the line being Skype. Our username there is lrn.fm. Hey, Benjamin.
Hey, guys. Hey. I'd like to discuss a libertarian kind of like cliche, which is, and I use it all the time when discussing taxation, specifically like the income tax, that how from a philosophical point of view, we are all essentially slaves. That if keeping and controlling 100% of the product of someone's labor makes them your slave, then kind of at what percentage are you no longer a slave, or is that
good
person
question.
No longer a slave? And I use that a lot just to kind of get people thinking. But I hear some people use it, and I always follow it up with kind of like a caveat, and that is to say, but we are some of the best kept slaves in human history.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
I
that's
hear
true.
People, and I hear people use this argument, and they don't make that caveat, and so people get into their minds chattel slavery. Oh, right. You think
they get whipped up on it? Some of them really get hitched. Right. But you really got to ask yourself, if you take a very expensive quarter horse, and keep him in a stall and do whatever you do, I mean, that horse isn't free. That horse is kept. It is owned. And it doesn't matter whether it's some old draft horse or some quarter horse. It doesn't matter the quality of the conditions. They're still owned. They're
it is nice to be well-fed versus starved, though.
It is.
Well, absolutely. I just and so I completely agree with it from a philosophical point of view and saying it. But something I wish more libertarians would do would be to point out that we are very well kept. So that way people can't go, oh, yeah, but,
right.
You know, we have this and we get this. And what, go, look, we're all fat and happy. That doesn't change the fact of what we are.
That's a great point. Yeah, you shouldn't just leave that one hanging out there. It makes sense, I think, as you're pointing out, to follow it up with a little bit more detail and qualification. I think that's a good point.
Yeah, I think it's important to pull people's arguments right out from under them before they even have a chance to get at that. Maybe you can focus them on the philosophical point of the argument.
You have to pull their arguments out from underneath them in a short fashion, in a very succinct fashion, because otherwise, if you're attempting to disarm them all ahead of time, you're just filibustering.
Right.
Benjamin, anything else you want to share tonight?
Just that I when I heard that Dunkin' Donuts were being kept open, I thought it was a punchline. I did not believe it from the first few people that told me, oh, but did you hear the Dunkin' Donuts got to be kept open? And I said, that's a joke.
No,
that is
not
a
joke.
And
what's,
something.
What's crazy is that I'm going through this article, and Starbucks, is their spokesman says that when the lockdown went into effect, the stores were closed, and their partners and customers who were in the stores were advised to remain in the stores. Mm-hmm. So, meanwhile, the Dunkin' Donuts, and there's actually a quote in here to speak to Mark's point from earlier, they showed up to work because they didn't get a call not to.
So
the Dunkin's workers showed up at the request of law enforcement, did their job. They didn't go home. Well, why not? The store's open.
Yeah, to me, that's just, it's crazy. I mean, it just smacks at me of, as you guys are pointing out, a punchline to a joke.
Thanks for the call, Benjamin. Appreciate hearing from you tonight on Skype. Username there again, lrn.fm.
I'm going to speak to this, too. I don't agree that law enforcement or crisis situations don't have the means available to have coffee and food on hand for emergency responders. We had a flood here in Keene in 2005 that was absolutely terrible. I had Boston News Networks parked in front of my house, the National Guard on my street. My street was under 2 feet of water.
We do live in a valley here.
We do live in a valley here in Keene, and this was downtown, so check your floodplain if you're planning on moving here. But we were told that we needed to leave the area, practically leave town. It was the same thing. You do what I say or you're going to be forcibly removed. And somehow they all managed to eat and get coffee. And
they
people were driving up.
People like
and National Guard people. People from on my street were taking coffee out to these folks. Mm-hmm. So it's not that.
Right. Well, that's the point. Is I absolutely concur with you. If they don't do the lockdown, then people will take care of police.
This was a mandatory evacuation.
But people
in
on your street were taking them coffee and snacks, so they clearly did not evacuate.
Mandatorily evacuate. That's.
And some animals are more equal than others when it comes to these situations.
Right.
I don't doubt that for a second. I'm just saying they had everybody full on lockdown in this situation. So I think that it made more sense. Now, I haven't been to Starbucks in a couple of years. I used to be addicted to their coffee, but, I just I don't get my coffee at home now. And I have been to Dunkin' Donuts, and Dunkin' has a lot more food than Starbucks has.
That's true.
So they can provide food and coffee, whereas Starbucks has some pastries.
And 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. There's a very interesting technology startup in New York City that is doing something with over-the-air television that I have to say fascinated me, and I don't watch over-the-air television. Don't remember the last time I did. 855-453, this is Free Talk Live. I'll tell you more about it coming up in moments. You can take control, too.
Making Good Habits, Breaking Bad Habits, a daily minute program to help you overcome the habits you want to break and establish new ones in their place. Here's New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer.
Repetition is the key to forming good habits. It's also what causes us to form bad habits. We need to be purposeful as we work toward forming good habits. We may do things like leaving notes for ourselves. Certainly, we need to depend on the Holy Spirit to help us. You know, it's God's desire for all of us to form good habits, and He'll certainly help us along the way. You just need to be willing to be persistent and realize that we all do have bad habits, but good things always overcome bad things. So the more good habits we form, the less room there will be in our life for the bad ones.
For more information and insight on how you can make good habits and break bad habits, please visit Joyce Meyer, spelled MEYER.org. Making Good Habits, Breaking Bad Habits, 14 New Behaviors That Will Energize Your Life is a new book by best-selling author and internationally acclaimed teacher, Joyce Meyer. In this new book, Joyce Meyer starts by examining the nature of habits, overcoming the habits you want to break, and establishing new ones in their place. Making Good Habits, Breaking Bad Habits, 14 New Behaviors That Will Energize Your Life is the latest book from New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. It's available wherever books are sold.
Money's tight and gas is expensive. Learn how each time you fill your tank, you can get 10 to 20% better mileage. That could easily save you $1,000 a year. I've been using the Fuel Treatment XFT in my cars for over 6 months. I keep track of my mileage and it works. Save yourself $1,000 a year. Start using XFT. Go to xft.freetalklive.com. Improve fuel economy, prolong engine life, increase horsepower, and reduce emissions. It works. xft.freetalklive.com.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry Guy Mix and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight in studio, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
You join us, if you'd like, online over at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features there. They do include our bulletin board system, where you can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. Go to bbs.freetalklive.com, bbs.freetalklive.com. It's free.
If you're looking for camping or hunting or shooting or outdoors or survival gear, ManVentureOutpost.com is the place to go because you can get the name brands there at rock bottom prices. Every time I've ever purchased anything from ManVentureOutpost.com, I've done some checking around on prices, and I found them to be a little bit to a lot cheaper on everything. Everything. Not one thing has ever been higher at manventureoutpost.com anywhere. And in my experience, and when they say rock bottom prices, they mean it. On ammunition, knives, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, optics, firearm accessories, archery, air guns, holsters, water purification, tents, apparel, boating equipment, and more. They're family owned over there, and they'll take good care of you. They always have of me. I trust them. Go check for yourself. It's manventureoutpost.com.
All right, let's go to the phones to the fun. John in Missouri, you're on Free Talk Live. Hey, John.
Hey, how are you?
What's on your mind?
Hey, I wanted to offer a possible explanation why people were told to stay in their homes during this hunting down this suspect.
Okay.
Was just to simply avoid mistaken identities and shooting somebody that maybe came out to try to defend their property and think, you know, who knows how high the adrenaline might have been in one individual officer or another. Which we saw happen in California with the Chris Dorner situation.
Does not matter. The first rule of gun safety is know your target.
Well, exactly. Well, it's easier to define your target if all of the unintended targets are out of the way. I shouldn't call them unintended targets, but
understood.
Do you think that's acceptable, though? Do you think that's an acceptable reason our cops might be have itchy trigger fingers or be incompetent? So therefore,
or I want to shoot somebody.
So we're going to shut down the entire city.
I have met so many police officers that I wouldn't trust if it was up to me to allow them to have the weapon just because of their attitude.
But do you think that's an excuse, though?
I think it is an excuse to protect the rest of the citizens from the ones that...
I don't think that's their motivation at all. I don't think the police think of themselves that way. I think the police think of themselves as professionals, people who've been trained, people who, you know, are regularly, they like to think they're regularly at the range, whether they are or not. But these are people who believe that they are the ones who are professionals. They know how to handle their guns, and it's the rest of you people that don't. I think that's how they see themselves.
I shoot at our city shooting contest every year with all police officers, and, you know, it's a fundraiser for our volunteer fire department. And some of them, when I see them shoot, I think, wow, you really don't need to be shooting.
Yeah.
You should shoot more. Okay.
Or you're just not going to get it. Maybe you should try something else.
I think you're right about that. I think there are a lot of them who don't practice as often as they probably should, but that doesn't mean they don't think of themselves as the professionals. And so I don't think that they're looking at it that way. I think they're looking at it as, we want to raid people's homes, so we're going to tell them all to stay inside, because if everyone's inside, that means most people are going to be in their homes, and so therefore most people will come to their door and let them in.
I agree. We have bad apples in every walk of society, every element. However, I think the commanding officers maybe put out the word, keep everybody in their homes so that we don't have all these lawsuits because this guy over here shot somebody that was, you know,
according to the
outside.
According to the police who've called our show in the past, they've told us that it's the commanding officers that are more likely to be the bad apples because they tend to rise through the ranks.
And a point that I'd like to make here is if they can keep you locked up for 10 hours, we don't know exactly how long it was here on the show. I just asked earlier. We don't know. But if they can keep you locked up for 10 hours, they can keep you locked up for 10 days.
Sure.
It's the ability to lock you up that it starts with. And, you know, the frog boiling in the pot, they lost nothing. The Boston Police Department didn't get a bill from any business saying, look, this is the amount of business we lost this day because of you locking things down.
Yeah. How many millions of dollars were lost? Billion. I mean, how much money transfers hands in Boston?
I heard the number was a billion.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, they don't have to come up with $1 billion because they locked the city down for 10 hours. And they're not going to have to come up with $10 billion if they lock it down for, you know, 100 hours.
John, anything else you want to share?
I agree. No, I think that covers it. I just wanted to offer that possible reason.
Thanks for your call and thoughts. Appreciate it. Let's go to Ramon in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ramon.
What's going on, everybody?
What's on your mind?
Two quick points I wanted to make. First of all, why do Americans have such short-term memory? Like, why do we forget things that happen? Let me give you a prime example.
What'd you say, Ramon? I'm sorry, I forgot.
I say, why is it that Americans have such short-term memory?
Huh?
Like, why do we forget things, and even drastic things at that, things that I would feel like people wouldn't forget, they put in their memory for a long time. Right, remember the shootout that happened right in front of the Empire State Building where the police actually shot everybody except the supposed criminal or whatever?
Yeah, I remember that one.
Everybody forgot the fact that, you know, the FBI knew the terrorists, or the quote-unquote alleged terrorists, 5 years before they committed the Boston Massacre. Why is nobody talking about these facts? These type of facts are more important than, hey, they were Chechnyan, or hey, such and such. Like, no, let's get down to the nitty-gritty. Everybody knows who the enemy is. So once we stop dividing ourselves in these little segregated groups, the left and right paradigm, then we'll get down to what's really going on, and everybody will wake up. But, man, you need to fasten it.
I don't think everybody's
going to
wake up. I don't think that everybody's going to wake up.
We can't let them forget. We can't let them forget.
Well, I appreciate that. And I think that, you know, we're certainly doing our best here on Free Talk Live to keep certain ideas front and center. But I don't think everyone's ever going to wake up, just because that's just the nature of people. I mean, they're so busy with their own lives, and that's one of the reasons why attention spans are short, is because people are busy trying to keep the bills paid and keep the power turned on, and, you know, keep everybody fed in the family and deal with whatever personal drama they've got going on in their lives. Most people aren't even paying close attention to the news at all, to where they would be able to remember a lot of the things you're talking about. So they're just not even there.
Yeah, I definitely agree, but the thing is, like, for example, the reason why people remember the talking heads point is because they emphasize on it. You know what I'm
saying?
That's
if they remember that. Remember, most people don't watch Fox News and MSNBC and all these things. Maybe you're into it. Maybe other people are into it in your circle, but most people don't care. They're busy worrying about what is it, Brad and Angelina, are they still together, or is it Jennifer Aniston? I don't even know. Britney Spears. They're busy worrying about what's going on in the lives of the stars or their own personal life. They're not really concerned, because they know that, I think probably if they pay attention for even a little bit, they know George Bush and Barack Obama probably aren't that different. Maybe they have an opinion one way or the other based on some stuff they heard somewhere, but they don't follow this stuff closely. They don't have the time to follow it closely. They're too busy, and I don't blame them.
You know what, I think a really big problem also is that people aren't, like, local news media outlets need to be more brave and more directing their focus to the main problems, like the gentleman from Cincinnati.
Ramon, I share that concern as well. I also don't think you're going to see a change there. Thank you for the call. I think it's going to be your job and our job as the independent media to pick up that ball, because they're never going to change. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. You can take control.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-800-977-6119. InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventor's information you can have free. Get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-977-6119. That's 1-800-977-6119. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call. That's 1-800-977-6119. 1-800-977-6119.
Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want. Do it toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And joining you tonight, it is Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We've got features. We give them away. So enjoy. If you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by going to promote.freetalklive.com. Promote.freetalklive.com has different things that will allow you to help get Free Talk Live to more ears, like, for instance, maybe a free bumper sticker or some web banners and graphics you can use on your website, your blog. Go to promote.freetalklive.com to learn more.
You know, at an emergency like, we were just talking about an emergency like Boston, you don't know how long something like that's gonna last, and it's a good idea to have a little stored food on hand. You never know what form an emergency is gonna take. Whether
it'll come
it's
in handy.
A blackout or unemployment or...
Or men with guns keeping you in your house.
Fiscal collapse or, you know, some kind of police state. You just don't know. It certainly happened to those people a few days ago.
Right, and even if you did take the risk of leaving the house, as I had suggested people could do, maybe, and see what it was like, where are you going to go? You can't go to a restaurant.
Well, you could if you got outside of the lockdown area. It's only like a 20-block area.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Well, I had heard they'd locked down the whole state.
I don't know the answers to that precisely.
Did you hear about that, Nate?
I did not hear that Massachusetts was locked down. It was the greater Boston area.
I heard that major roads all throughout Massachusetts were, to some extent, restricted.
No, I did not have any experience with that. And
okay.
That's
good to know.
The business that I partake in it travels in Massachusetts pretty extensively, so we didn't have any problems.
Gotcha.
It probably was different levels of restriction. The full-on lockdown was in this 20-block area, I believe I read. It might have been 30-block. I can't remember exactly what I saw written down. But that small area was the full-on lockdown, mm-hmm. and then lesser lockdowns probably in different perimeters would be my guess. But it's a good idea to have some stored food, and to get the best stored food, you go to food.freetalklive.com. Why do I say it's the best? It's the best because it's the best in price, storability, and taste. What else do you want with stored food? Yep, I don't know. Those are the things that would be most important to me. You can get the meals there for less than $1.50 a meal. You can't go to a fast food restaurant and get a meal for $1.50. You can get this. It's a good meal, too. It's 100% GMO-free, 100% MSG-free, 100% artificial flavor-free, and 100% preservative-free. realize it's the only one of those brands that is. It's food.freetalklive.com to get the Legacy Premium brand. They've got a nitrogen, the only one with a, they've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Recently, one of their competition began to do a similar thing, so I can't say it's the only one out there. But it's still not 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, and preservative-free. They've got shipping on all orders. They got vegetarian and gluten-free options. Go to food.freetalklive.com. Check out the comparison chart there and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com. Use coupon code FTL when you check out, too.
Back to your calls. Dennis is in Indiana. Dennis, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I just want to address what Ramon was bringing up. He needs to keep that fire in the belly, and because he's got a long road to go, because there's a lot of people out there that aren't going to change their minds, and teach that child he has in the background there about liberty and what's all about, because the people in Boston probably invited the police and opened their doors and were like, oh, you know, they probably thought it was cool, you know, to be a part of.
They cheered him on.
Searched. Yeah.
After was there partying in the streets.
That was sick. It was absolutely sick to see. I was nauseated.
Take our rights. Take our rights. People love this stuff. Look at the comments online. I mean, there's all kinds of police state filleting going on.
Blinded by the, you know, by the colors of the flag. And, you know,
well, that lady that you were citing earlier, Nemi, said she just felt just peachy, being all safe feeling.
It was just, I can't even, I'm trying to find it because I wanted to bring the sound clip in. It was just so amazing to me that she practically said that she was willing to trade her liberty for security.
As though you can make that trade.
As though you can. Exactly.
It's all an illusion. And you're absolutely right about that, Dennis. Anything else you want to share?
No, just keep it up, Ramon. I hear the fervor in his voice, and that's what we need. We need people like that to just.
Don't worry, he'll be burned out soon enough. He lives in Miami. Thanks for the call tonight, Dennis. I appreciate hearing from you.
I don't know.
And what I mean by that is Ramon is he's young, he's fresh into these ideas, and he's of the belief system that Florida is on the cusp of achieving liberty, and that we'll have people turning over, and they're going to wake up. We're going to wake up everybody. And it'd be great if that were true. I'd love to have a house in Florida again, but I don't really expect that's going to be very likely. I lived most of my adult life in Florida.
And you were a big liberty activist.
Big time. And the libertarians there are doing no better than they were doing a decade ago as far as vote totals are concerned. People are not going to wake up. Even during the American Revolution, most people were not on board. You know, there was, what, a third of the people maybe that
That's
were...
That's what we're told.
Yeah, I mean, we weren't there. But, you know, a third of the people that were in favor of the king, a third of the people that just didn't care, a third of the people that were in favor of revolution, but most of them weren't willing to do anything openly about it. They were maybe going to help behind the scenes, maybe help hide somebody who was doing something. So even at the best case, you're never going to see the majority, even a majority of people, ever really come on board with caring about liberty. But that's okay. You don't have to have a majority of people to care enough about liberty. You just have to have enough of a minority to make enough noise to make enough progress to where the majority decides to go in your direction. If liberty becomes popular, then you don't have to worry about the rest of the people because they'll follow you at that point. It's unfortunate, but it's true. Most people just go along to get along, and they'll do whatever is perceived as the easiest road. They'll do whatever is perceived as the popular option. And if liberty starts becoming popular, and the only way that's going to happen is with geographic concentration of activists where you physically have literal popularity, an actual sizable number as far as ratios of people who understand liberty to the average person who doesn't understand liberty. They know they want to be free, but it's all those other freedoms that those other people have that's the problem from their perspective. And the best thing to change their minds is going to be people interacting with them on a daily basis, people who love liberty, people in their workplace, people at their church, people in their social groups, people in their families. That's how people are going to come to the ideas of liberty. And most of them are just going to do it because their friends and their family are there.
I have to agree, you know, with the statements you've made. I think that one can find more personal liberty for oneself, perhaps in another geographic area than New Hampshire. But if you care about liberty as a concept, this is probably the place to be right now.
Shane's in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Shane, in Michigan.
Oh,
going once.
Sorry about that.
No problem. Go ahead.
I hadn't been listening tonight, so maybe you guys had already talked about this. So sorry if I'm rehashing something, but did you guys come across the supposed unveiling of White House's drug reform policy? That
no, I haven't heard this. What is
support?
It?
Well, at best, it's comical. But basically, if you read into it, if you do like a Google search, White House, you know, drug reform, basically all they're doing is re-tagging the drug war as a health policy. And basically, it changes nothing. His plan is basically to leave marijuana still a Schedule One, so
mm-hmm.
there's a joke in itself. They're still not looking to legalize anything. And just if you read into it, it's just a bunch of rhetoric garbage. And obviously, you got all the Obama people just buying into it like, hooray. Oh my God, we're going to have
yay, reform! He's changing
somebody,
things.
Somebody slapped the word reform on our same old drug policy.
Exactly. But it was bothering me, like, because I didn't really have a chance to listen to you guys tonight, but I thought I'd throw that out there and encourage people to check it out. If
appreciate you
else,
doing that. Thanks, Shane.
Like I said, little
thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855 453. More time, just enough for you if you want to get your thoughts in here at 855 453. Also, Skype us, the username on Skype for which you or to which you may connect is lrn.fm. You do have to send a contact request first, so do that. It will be approved. So once again, 855-453, lrn.fm on Skype. More Free Talk Live continuing in moments.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What's next? If you're not prepared, you're not self-reliant. Join us in Texas for the Self-Reliance Expo, Friday and Saturday, April 26th and 27th. Learn self-reliant skills including food and water storage, emergency power, beekeeping, canning, and much more. Look, feel, touch, and taste at this family-friendly event. Many guest speakers, longevity information, and Dr. Joel Wallach speaks on Saturday. Don't miss the Self-Reliance Expo, Arlington Convention Center, Arlington, Texas, April 26th and 27th. Tickets and schedule at selfrelianceexpo.com.
We the people grow cotton, we fabricate.
Engrave Inc. embeds strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carding to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Maybe enough time for your call if you get it in now at 855-450-FREE. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Nemi,
and Mark.
And you can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com. The tickets, at least our tickets, have been purchased. And we're ready to roll out to San Jose coming up in May. Mark, tell me about it.
It's May 17th through the 19th for Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. It's a Bitcoin 2013 conference, and I'm excited to be involved. I'm excited that they brought us on board.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah, I feel like we're midgets among giants at this this particular convention.
We certainly don't know jack about Bitcoin compared to a lot of the people that are going to be at Bitcoin 2013. However, it is kind of nice to be the premier Bitcoin-accepting radio show. I mean, how many other radio shows are taking ad dollars in Bitcoin?
I don't know how many are, but Free Talk Live certainly is probably chief among them in this in size.
Yeah, we have some accounts that pay only in Bitcoins for advertising.
Excited about that, too. So if you're excited about Bitcoins, and if you're learning about Bitcoins, and you think that this is the wave of the future, because that's what I think. I think it's the most important invention since the Internet. If you think like I do, you ought to be at this conference because there's going to be education about Bitcoin. There are going to likely be, I'm sure, all kinds of offers proffered for the bold opportunities.
This is networking. To be taken. I mean, this is all the way. All these conferences are networking, and this is the first one in the U.S. Am I correct about that?
The 2012 one was in London.
Right, so this is the first one in the U.S., and that means there's probably going to be more in the U.S., and if you can get on the ground floor, the next one you go to, you're going to be the person that people know. You've been there before, and that's a nice position to be coming from.
There you go. Bitcoin2013.com to get your tickets. We'll be there doing the show for, is it three, four nights? I'm not sure. It's getting confusing.
We're doing it definitely on, and they're not nights, it'll be afternoon drive out there, so we're going to be... we're going to be on from Bitcoin 2013 on Friday and Saturday that week for sure. You are currently looking into doing a bonus show on
Thursday.
Thursday they don't have a conference, so we're not going to be live.
It's the 17th through the so it's the Sunday. It closes down on the 19th. Okay.
Yep.
Get it clear here.
There you go. Check your calendar.
Okay.
Bitcoin 2013.
We'll be out there on Thursday though.
Well, yes, we'll be getting there in the afternoon on Thursday, but. I don't know where there is going to be because we haven't figured out where we're doing the show. We may end up having a Keen show on Thursday. We may end up doing it from one of our affiliates, which we may have a new affiliate there by then. So there's things up in the air, but we're going to be at the conference. That much you can count on. So our number here, 855-450-FREE. There's a story I came across in one of the industry publications that, Mark, you and I receive because, you know, we're in the talk radio business, so we kind of keep up on what's going on with the business side of things. And there was the headline story they had mentioned this company that I'd never heard of before called Aereo. And you probably haven't heard of it either, because right now it's only really being marketed in New York City. However, they are going to be expanding out to about 22 cities, all pretty much major markets, because apparently it's been working out in New York City, I guess. And what they're offering, I think, is pretty interesting. I don't know if it's going to pan out for these guys, and I'll tell you why here in a moment. But I think that what they've done is fascinating from a technological standpoint and from a legal standpoint. NPR has the story. A top executive at News Corp dropped a bombshell this week when he said their company is considering taking Fox's over-the-air network to cable only. The announcement follows a court win for a company that streams broadcast channels online. Now, if you've looked for broadcast channels online, you know it's kind of a shifty thing. Like, for instance, when Ron Paul came on the Jay Leno show, I don't have cable, so I wanted to see Ron Paul on Jay Leno. How do you do that? Well, you can look online to see if somebody has taken a Ustream channel and has plugged their cable box into their computer's video input and is basically streaming their channel illegally online on Ustream or some other kind of free video streaming service like that.
Slick.
You can find them. Like, if you look hard enough, you can find broadcast channels online, but it's hit and miss. They come up, they go down. You know, they're being taken out by the companies. Like, Ustream, it's a terms of service violation. You can't be doing that. It's against the law. Ustream can't be a party to allowing you to rebroadcast these broadcast channels. So it's not legal to do that, and that, therefore, it's hard to find. But Aereo, this company here, has managed to do this, has managed to stream broadcast television channels in New York City to you on your device, your computer, your iPad, your phone, your laptop, your desktop, internet-connected device. You can watch over-the-air television, and they are charging you for it. Let me continue. So this is really upsetting some of the people in the old media. Fox News is saying, or News Corp is saying, we're thinking about taking Fox off the air. We're thinking about shutting down our over-the-air broadcast system because of what this company is doing.
It makes you wonder why. Why would they do it?
It's crazy, in my opinion.
Why do they care that somebody is carrying their product?
Is rebroadcasting them? And making money off of it.
And making money off of it. But they're making money, too, because the ads are being played to more people.
That's what I would think.
Do they not want their advertisers to be successful?
Right. Wouldn't you want the... How many people are riding a subway in New York City at any given moment with their iPad or laptop sitting in front of them looking over online, you know, whatever? How many broadcasters would love to have them sitting there watching their newscast or watching whatever it is that's on their channel at that moment? They can't do that. Nobody's lugging around a broadcast receiver with them. They've all got iPads, and those things can't receive TV channels until now.
This is how the major media feels about advertisers. I mean, I was just looking at some numbers, and I can't remember what it was. It's some new show that I don't know the name of because I don't pay that much attention. But it was in one of the articles off of the Talkers newsletter we get daily. They were talking about, like, it's $300,000 for a 30-second ad on this show. $300,000. Man, you've got to be really delivering for your clients to get that kind of jack. And they don't care about who buys the ad. They don't care about the success of the ad. They just don't care. We're on Free Talk Live. I can't tell you how many people I've told throughout the years, and I don't think this is going to work for you.
Sure.
I don't think this is right for you. Oh, well, we don't have, you know, that's not our demo exactly. They'll just tell you anything to get your money because they just don't care.
So it's $8 a month, and that's what you have to pay. There's different plans, but for $8 a month, you can basically watch as much TV as you want to, and there's even like a DVR system you can use to record the shows, just like you would if you were at home with your home cable system. Of course, you're probably paying $80 a month for your home cable system. Now, you're not getting as many channels in this case. You're only getting what's broadcast. In this case, it's in New York City. When it expands to Tampa, you'll only get the channels that are broadcast in
that
Tampa.
Area?
Correct.
Oh, okay.
Correct. So, and
I thought that was kind of, it was kind of interesting that they might be. I don't see any reason why they wouldn't make it available every channel in America.
The reason why is for legality's sake. This has gone to court already, and what has the challenge has basically been by these companies is that hey, they're taking our signal and they're broadcasting it publicly to anyone who wants to receive it.
Which is what they're doing.
Well, that is what they're doing, but it's a copyright violation.
Right, exactly. And I know when you watch football games, baseball games, that sort of thing, you can't
publicly broadcast.
Right, can't rebroadcast without permission.
People do it all the time.
Right.
They record it, and you're not supposed to record it and play it back for your friends, all that kind of stuff. But most of the time, they're not going to go after you if you just recorded the Super Bowl and you played it back for your friends because they're not going to know. But in the case of a company like this, they're marketing this. This is a big deal in New York City, or at least that's the way it seems. It's being marketed very effectively from what I can tell. And the brilliance of this system is that they're actually an antenna company. And what they're doing is they have a server farm in New York City. And they have tiny little HDTV antennas that they say are about the size of a dime. And every time a new subscriber hooks up to this system, they assign them one of the antennas. So you literally are not, they're not publicly broadcasting this at all. You don't tune into some stream that's available to everybody else, even though everyone else using the system is able to watch the same exact channels. Every single user on the system has their own individual antenna. They are effectively connecting your remote device, your iPad or whatever, to an antenna in a server farm somewhere so you can watch broadcast television. And the courts have upheld this.
This is
brilliant.
Well, it's brilliant what they have to do to get around these restrictions.
Stupid copyright laws, sure.
Right. I mean, this... That part's just dumb. Why couldn't somebody just broadcast television to people on the internet and charge them for it?
Well, indeed. But it's interesting that they're able to do this, and I'd love to share some more of the outrage of the old media companies. Maybe we can talk a little bit more about this at another time, because these old media dinosaurs are livid. Univision is talking about taking their product off the air. Univision, this is one of the biggest Spanish language television channels out there. See you tomorrow night, freetalklive.com.
Are you as excited about Bitcoins as I am? Then you need to be where Free Talk Live's gonna be. In San Jose on May 17th through 19th at Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. You can be in front or behind the wave of change. Bitcoin pioneers from Coinbase, NerdTribe, and Facebook will signal the future for Bitcoins. Education, networking, and opportunities never imagined will be there for the bold. Seize the future. The future of payments. Sign up now. Bitcoin2013.com.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the worldwide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day, we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing, and it's very hard to keep up. So My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.